السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وضرب الله مثلا قرية كانت آمنة مطمئنة يأتيها رزقها رغدا من كل مكان فكفرت بأنعم الله فأذاقها الله لباس الجوع والخوف بما كانوا يصنعون. وقال تعالى: لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many, many bounties and many, many ni'mah, many, many blessings within our lives. And if we just ponder and consider the faculties and the bounties that are within this little body of ours, then we will realize that we are, so to say, millionaires just in our bodies itself. Take for example the eye. Sometimes a person has got some eye complication, and because of that he needs to seek some medical attention. Just in order to correct that medical problem, those medical bills sometimes run into the hundreds of thousands of rands. Just one eye. Sometimes the person has got some complication with regards to the heart. Sometimes the person has got kidney failure. May Allah protect us from all these kind of diseases and sicknesses. But just the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a body in which all these faculties, whether it's our eyes, our ears, our heart, our liver, our lungs, our kidneys, the brain, all functioning in such wonderful coordination. These are bounties which sometimes we become totally oblivious of. They are so valuable. There's one particular student in the madrasa riding a bicycle. He just fell down from the bicycle and knocked his head. Alhamdulillah, he recovered. But for that period of time that he was seeking medical attention, he couldn't even remember his own name. He'd forgotten his name. He didn't know, couldn't recognize anyone because of the injury and the trauma that his head or his brain had experienced. Just a matter of a few seconds, few split seconds, and suddenly the person's entire life can change. We have one particular parent in the madrasa, may Allah grant shifa. He has got a medical complication in which there is a cyst or a tumor that's growing between the arteries of the heart. So because it's between the arteries of the heart, the cardiologists are too afraid to even operate, because it's in such a delicate area that if they have to operate, there's a really slim chance of this person even surviving. Now, because the tumor is growing, unfortunately it's applying pressure to the arteries, and because of this there's a restricted blood flow in his body, and his condition has become such that he mentioned to me that if he has to bend down at a 45 degree angle, he'll fall down unconscious, because insufficient blood is going to the brain. And whilst he speaking to us, he said to me, Maulana, I have to keep on putting my hand here on my jugular vein to ensure that the blood flow is sufficient. I must be able to feel at least some movement on the jugular vein. He's become now so conscious of it that he's even be able to detect when the blood flow to the brain is insufficient, because then he will black out. So subhanallah. And he's saying, he said, Maulana, I'm just now trying to appreciate and make the most of my wife and children, because I don't know how long I'm going to be living. Subhanallah. We don't ever consider these as bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We sometimes feel that, how come I don't have such an expensive car? I don't have my own home. I don't have this bounty. I don't have that bounty. But respected elders and brothers, sometimes Allah has given you wealth which those wealthy people are wishing they had. There's one person I know, he's very, very well off. He's already gone for 27 operations in one particular area of his body. And up till now, the doctor still can't find a solution. His condition is this, that when the pain kicks in, he sometimes rolls on the floor out of pain. Now, he says that I'm prepared to spend anything to find cure, but unfortunately, nothing seems to be working. In and out of the hospital, the most expensive hospital. If you ask the person, are you willing to sacrifice all your wealth so that you can have good health? I am certain that this person will say, you know what, I don't mind living a simple life, but as long as I have good health and I don't have this pain that I'm going through. That is why, respected elders and brothers, these bounties which Allah has blessed us within our bodies, that we wake up in the morning, everything is functioning well, the heart, liver, lungs, all functioning in such coordination. This is such a priceless ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which unfortunately, and this is my condition and all our conditions, that we only appreciate a bounty when that bounty is snatched away. It's only when the bounty is snatched away, then we say, oh, you know, water. How nice it was to have water on tap. Now we don't have water. Now there's no electricity. How difficult it is. But when the electricity was there, unfortunately, we didn't appreciate it. Hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majeed, وَقَدِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي الشَّكُرُ. There's very, very few of my servants who appreciate, who have this quality of shukr, that they are grateful and they appreciate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those qaleel, of those few individuals who appreciate every single bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that has become missing from the lives of even the Muslims and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we do not appreciate the ni'mats and the bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. One way, respected elders and brothers, of appreciating the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that always look at those people who are beneath us. So for example, if a person is, he has got a car that is giving a problem, for example. So he should look at the people who are on bicycle. Or those people who are riding motorbike. Then he will say, okay, fine, I accept that I've got a car that's giving me problems. But at least I'm not on a motorbike. That person is going on a motorbike. The person on the motorbike should look at the person who's on the bicycle. He said, fine, I'm not in a Mercedes-Benz or in a Rolls-Royce, but at least I'm not on a bicycle. At least Allah has given me a motorbike. The person on the motorbike should say, well, look at that person who's walking. Every day he's got to walk to the taxi rank, and then he's got to go into the taxi. How difficult life is for him. And the person who's going in the taxi or the person who's walking, he should look at that person who, for example, doesn't even have legs. He cannot even walk in the first place. Sheikh Saadi Shirazi rahmatullah alayhi says, as a young boy, I was complaining to my father that I don't have shoes. He says, we were very poor, we didn't have money. I kept on complaining to my father, I don't have shoes, you need to buy me shoes. My father didn't say anything. He remained silent. And then that week he took me for Jum'ah Salah to the Jamia Masjid, to the main masjid. And he says, when we went to the Jamia Masjid, he showed me one person who had come, who was coming to the masjid. He didn't have feet. He was crawling on whatever was left of his leg, and he was using that to try and maintain some form of balance, and he was coming to the masjid. He says, when I saw that, I began tearing. And after that, I never ever asked my father for shoes. Because I thought to myself, Ya Allah, I am complaining I don't have shoes, but that person doesn't even have feet in the first place to wear shoes. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, we should develop this habit. Look at those who are beneath us. Look at those who are lower than us. And there'll always be someone who Allah... But now we say that person doesn't have legs. That person who doesn't have legs, he must look at the person who doesn't have legs and hands. And it can just continue and continue, and Allah has given a sample of all these individuals. Allah has created these people so that we can take a lesson. That can you not see how difficult life is when a person is blind? Therefore appreciate this faculty of sight which Allah has given you. Have you not seen how difficult it is when a person is deaf? Therefore appreciate this faculty of hearing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, Allah says in the Quran and Majid, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. There are very few of my servants who appreciate my bounties and my favors upon them. Hence, respected elders and brothers, it is extremely important for all of us to firstly look at our own lives. Have we appreciated the bounties of Allah that He has granted us? The person has got some ni'mah, some bounty. Sometimes some difficulty comes upon a person's life. Allah says in the Quran Sharif that إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. That the nature of insan is this, that when some difficulty comes upon him, he's afflicted with some calamity, then he becomes extremely impatient. Why is this happening to me? Nothing works out. Always this problem is got. So these kind of statements, which actually shows how impatient and ungrateful we are. So for example, give an incident where a person, for example, he has some problem with his business or some problem in the home, whatever it may be, maybe it's related to the maintenance aspect or whatever it is. Now just because that problem took place, this person becomes, the entire day his mood is spoiled. Everything is wrong. Nothing is right. Nothing is right. You mean nothing in your life is right? What went wrong? It's just this one particular aspect in your life that went wrong. Isn't your eyes still functioning? Isn't your ears still functioning? Isn't your heart, liver, lungs still functioning? Hasn't Allah Ta'ala still blessed you with your children? In fact, respected elders and brothers, if we have to really look at it, that Allah has only afflicted us with one small little calamity, but Allah has kept His shadow of rahmat upon all the other ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why one great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was very, very ill, he had very high fever. Somebody went to visit him. They said that, Maulana Sahib or whoever he was, Sheikh, how is your condition? Kayfa haluk? Kayfa al-ahwal? How's the condition? How are you? He says, Alhamdulillah, my eyes are functioning very well. Alhamdulillah, my ears are functioning very well. Alhamdulillah, my heart, liver, lungs are functioning very well. Albatta zara bukhar hai. The only thing is I've got a little bit of fever. So what he did was, first he counted all the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He listed and tabulated all the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, yes, just to inform you, just by way of informing, I'm not complaining to Allah ta'ala. Just to inform you, I've got a little bit of fever. That's it. But Allah's ni'mas upon me is much, much more. Therefore, respected elders and brothers, do not become bear sabr and impatient when some difficulty afflicts you. Because there's thousands of bounties that you've forgotten are still there with you. Allah says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That if you have to count even one bounty of Allah Ta'ala, you will never be able to encompass it. Not even one bounty of Allah Ta'ala. How is that possible? Because behind every single bounty, there's another million bounties that are attached to it. Today many of us will go home, eat lunch. Today sometimes there'll be rice, there'll be biryani, dal and rice, whatever it may be. So if we say, let's say for argument's sake, it's rice. So now take that one grain of rice. Did you grow that grain of rice? Where did that grain of rice grow? Someone in some part of the world, he had to purchase a farm. For him to purchase the farm, he had to raise some capital. He had to take a loan from XYZ to ensure that he purchased the farm. After he purchased the farm, he had to hire so many workers. He had to get the machinery. After he got the machinery, he had to hire somebody to be able to operate the machinery. For that person to operate the machinery, he had to get some kind of license or some kind of training and some kind of skill. He had to get some kind of skill to be able to operate that machinery. Thereafter, Allah had to send down the rains. That is another ni'mat in itself, the rains coming down at the right time, the soil being at the right kind of nourishment, etc. That is another ni'mat in itself. Then from there, that person had to have another set of workers to be able to harvest that particular rice. From there it was taken, it was stored in some other place. Perhaps he outsourced the packaging. That company that did the packaging, they too had to set up the entire company. How much of effort went into setting up that packaging company? That's another topic in itself. From there it was transported to the ships and the ports. The transportation, that person who drove the truck, for him to drive the truck, he had to have a license. That is another story in itself. The truck itself had to be produced in another factory. Allah, what respected elders and brothers. Just for that one grain of rice to reach you. From there it travelled by sea. Allah made it possible for that ship to sail over the waters. The ship itself is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sailing of the ship is another ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That captain was able to steer the ship is another ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the person, the wholesaler here in Durban, him opening up his wholesaling, renting the building, that's another ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your capacity to be able to earn a livelihood, to be able to purchase that rice, is another ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you have to count one bounty of Allah, you will never be able to encompass it. That's why, respected elders and brothers, that person who takes that grain of rice and he throws it in the bin, he's actually throwing away that entire chain of bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us these important etiquettes when it comes to eating, since the topic of eating food has come up. These are important aspects which will assist us in appreciating this ni'mat and this bounty of food. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, قُلْ سَمِّ اللَّهِ وَقُلْ بِيَمِينِكَ وَقُلْ مِمَّا يَلِيكَ. When you eat your food, recite Bismillah, eat with the right hand, eat from what is in front of you. لَا تَشْرَبْ كَشُرْبِ الْحِمَارِ. Do not stand and drink liquids except zamzam. These are all etiquettes of eating. When you are eating, ensure that you are sitting down first, then the food is placed. Out of adab and out of respect for that food being a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a morsel of food falls onto the ground or falls out of the plate, pick up that morsel of food. If it has fallen on the ground and you feel that it's become polluted, clean it, wash it, dust it if necessary. But do not take that food and throw it in the bin. Today we find, respected elders and brothers, what happens at the weddings? What happens at the walima functions? What happens when we have these huge functions? The pots of food are prepared. Sometimes we invite guests, there's 5, 6, 7 curries prepared. And now the greed sets in. Now we know what's the capacity of our stomach, but as they say, the eyes are bigger than the stomach. Now there's 5 curries there. Now we must make sure that we take out from every single curry. Otherwise we're going to get left out. So every single, the person dishes out, more. Al min mazid, is there more? But now he realizes that halfway into the batting, he realizes he can't cope, he can't keep up. And now what happens? That food just gets left in his plate and he walks out from there. The people who are cleaning, nobody's going to eat that food. Somebody else who's eaten from a plate. It's hard for somebody else to eat the food. So what happens? That food is taken and it's thrown into the bin. Allah. Respected elders and brothers, there are people who do not have food. Therefore, respected, one of the adab and etiquettes of eating, you rather dish out a little. Finish what you manage. Then if there's still hunger, no problem, dish out accordingly, proportionately. Try and be able to pitch yourself well when you're eating. Let it never be, respected elders and brothers, that my food in my plate is being thrown into the bin. Otherwise, respected elders and brothers, if you're going to throw food away into the bin, Allah protect us. A time can come when we will become of those who will be scratching the bins to find food. We will be scratching the bins to find food if we're going to take food and throw it into the bin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, respected elders and brothers. This wastage, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who waste, who squander and waste, whether it's food, whether it's their wealth, they are the brothers of shaitan. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. And shaitan was ungrateful to his Rabb. Therefore again, the total opposite of ungratefulness is to be grateful. And what would that be? That instead of wasting the food, instead of throwing it in the bin, rather, respected elders and brothers, it can happen sometimes that the food is somebody else. And you know, this is something that happens when we are host. It's actually not the right thing to do. But sometimes we force our guests to take. No, you must have more. You must. Now, Bishara, he can't manage. But now we feel we're doing him a favor. So now you must. So it happens sometimes that the person dishes out more into your plate than you can manage. So then in that case, respected elders, what we should try and do is take that food. Sometimes we have got a garden, the person has got a dog, he's got pets. Rather take that food and give it to some animal or some creature or put it into the soil so that at least the soil can benefit from that particular kind of food. But to discard the food and show this kind of gross disrespect to the food, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. I had the good fortune of witnessing our late Maulana Yunus Patel sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi. Many of you may have heard of him, may have had the good fortune of meeting him. But I recall whenever we'd be walking, sometimes we would take walks after the various salah, and if Maulana ever saw a piece of bread lying on the floor, Maulana would immediately bend down, pick up that piece of bread and say, put that bread one side so that people do not trample on this bread. Because bread is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we cannot be trampling on this particular ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion he was invited somewhere, and after the meal was prepared, the dastarkhan, the tablecloth on which people were eating the food, that tablecloth was folded, and the person who was doing the cleaning took that tablecloth and just dusted it into the bin. Maulana Sahab rahmatullahi witnessed this, and quietly he took a walk to the bin, and whatever crumbs he could salvage from the bin, he took it out and he put it into the garden. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, if our ulama and our pious predecessors could have been so particular with regards to wastage of food, then therefore from this we can understand how important it is, respected elders and brothers, that we do not waste this great ni'mat of food which Allah has blessed us with. So coming back to the topic of appreciating the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says in the Quran Majeed, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you will appreciate the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you will be grateful with regards to the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Those who know the Arabic language will understand that there's noon saqila in this particular word. Allah has put a lot of emphasis in this particular word. لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Plus we have a lam taqeed, مَا قَبْلَهُ, that Allah has put a emphasis before the word and emphasis after the word, which effectively means that most certainly and most definitely I will increase my bounties and my favors upon you. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, in order for us to secure the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we have been blessed with, and in order for us to ensure that there is an intensification of those bounties in our lives, then respected elders and brothers, the secret ingredient is to appreciate the current bounties which Allah has blessed us. Whatever bounties it may be, Allah has blessed us with children, we should appreciate the children that Allah has blessed us with. Appreciation of the children would mean that we don't spoil them. We don't spoil the children. Spoiling the children is making nashukri of their ni'mat. A person has got a vehicle, instead of maintaining it, he abandons that vehicle. We will say that that person hasn't appreciated his vehicle. Appreciation of his vehicle would mean that he must timeously ensure that the vehicle is sent in for an oil change, for a service, to ensure that the engine of the vehicle is kept in optimum condition. Now we will say that this person has looked after this vehicle. We say that he maintains his vehicle well. In other words, he is appreciating the vehicle which Allah has blessed him with. If Allah has blessed us with children, we need to maintain those children. We need to bring them up properly. We need to ensure that we are monitoring and supervising the children, and that is a separate topic in itself. Similarly, the ni'mat of our eyes, appreciation for the bounty and the ni'mat of our eyes would effectively mean that we will use our eyes for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will not abuse these eyes which Allah has granted us. We will not make khiyana, and we will not be disloyal with regards to the usage of our eyes. Now yes, we are weak, we are insan, we are human beings, we are not perfect. We make mistakes, we falter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the avenue in order for us to correct this aspect of our deficiencies and our weaknesses. And that is, if a person, for example, we are now after the Jum'ah Salah, we are going back to our businesses or to our workplaces, we will be continuing our work. Now if accidentally the eye went into and we cast that lustful glance, and immediately we then realize, oh, I'm not supposed to be using my eyes in this way. So then immediately make tawbah and istighfar there and then. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Ya Allah, you gave me these eyes. They are priceless bounty. They are valuable ni'mat. I use these eyes to disobey your command. Ya Allah, forgive me for this. Okay. There should be that regret and remorse in the heart. If we're justifying what we're doing, respected elders and brothers, then unfortunately, one of the conditions of tawbah has not been fulfilled. For our tawbah to be accepted, then there must be that nadamat and that regret and remorse. We must acknowledge our sin. Shaitan, he says, no, I'm not prepared to make sajda. Ana khayrun min. He justified his wrong. He justified his disobedience and his violation of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence his tawbah will never be accepted. Until and unless we do not acknowledge our sins, it cannot be accepted. Look at the condition of all the anbiya. Hazrat Adam ala nabiyina alayhi salatu wasalam, when he had made the error of judgment, what did he say? Rabbana ظَلَمْنَا أَنْفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Ya Allah, I have oppressed. We have oppressed ourselves. We have made a mistake. We have done the wrong thing. But if you do not forgive us, وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا, if you do not forgive us and if you do not have mercy upon us, we are going to be totally destroyed. We are going to be the losers. We are going to be wretched. So therefore, immediately when we make a mistake, when we falter, make tawbah and istighfar. Have some regret and remorse in the heart. Inshallah, that astaghfirullah and that istighfar will expiate and it will wipe out the bad effect of that particular sin. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the entire theme of today's talk was centered around appreciating and valuing the bounties which Allah ta'ala has blessed us with. I mentioned in the introduction, and many of the brothers were not here at that stage, that sometimes we look around and we feel as if we do not have much. Well, that person has got two cars, and that person has got two properties, and that person has got a palatial home, and that person has got a boat, and that person has got such an expensive and exquisite watch. But have you seen what Allah has blessed you with? Rather look at those who do not have. Allah has given me eyes, I've seen the person who is blind. Allah has given me ears that are functioning, I've seen the person who is deaf. Allah has given me feet upon which I can walk on. Have I not seen those people who are on wheelchairs? And then I had mentioned, respected elders and brothers, in the introduction, that sometimes we do not realize and value these ni'mats until they are taken away. And just to repeat that example, I mentioned one particular parent in the madrasa who approached me, and he has got a tumor that's growing between the arteries of his heart. Because of the positioning of this particular tumor, none of the cardiologists are prepared to perform the procedure and operate and remove this tumor. And his condition has deteriorated to such an extent because this tumor is putting pressure on the arteries, that if he bends down at a certain angle, then unfortunately he'll fall down unconscious. As a result, this person has to constantly stand up and put his hand on the jugular vein to ensure that there's sufficient blood flow to the brain. Has our mind ever gone to that, Ya Allah, how much shukr I should be making that my arteries, they do not have some complication in them. There was a person who was involved, and I'll end on and conclude on this particular incident. He was involved in a motorbike accident. Alhamdulillah, he survived, but he had sustained certain injuries in that particular accident. One of the injuries was that when the accident and collision took place, his entire eyeball came out of the socket. The doctors had frantically performed the procedures and they managed to put the eyeball back into the eye, and alhamdulillah, he was still able to see. But the nature of the accident was such that the eyelid above that particular eye had been completely destroyed. So this person had no eyelid. His condition was this, that we didn't even realize this, but the eyelid, of course the doctors will know, but ordinary people like us, that the eyelid ensures that the eye is moist. If the eye doesn't remain moist, the person will inevitably become blind, because the eyeball will dry out. When the eyeball dries out, then the person will eventually lose his sight. So he had to ensure that his eyeball always remained moist. So most of the time he walked around with a patch. But when he wanted to see, he had to remove the patch, and every 2 or 3 minutes he had a kind of a sponge or cloth that he had to dab in a solution, and then he had to put it on his eye every 3-4 minutes. Eventually what happened, because of the solution going onto his skin, it damaged the entire skin on the cheek, and there he had to go for plastic surgery in order to resolve the issues with his skin. We close our eyelids how many times in this bayan that took place? Did we ever once say to Allah, Ya Allah, I make shukr for the eyelids that you have granted me? Therefore, respected elders, it's impossible for us. It's impossible for us to count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, never be ungrateful. If some difficulty comes upon you in your life, immediately say, why is this happening to me? Always happens to me. Everything goes wrong in my life. Allahu Akbar. So many things are going right in your life, and suddenly you said everything goes wrong in your life. Isn't your heart functioning properly? Aren't your eyes functioning so well? Isn't your heart, liver, lungs all functioning so well? Didn't you wake up in the morning with no medical complications? How then can you make such a statement? Therefore, respected elders and brothers, we should make abundant dua that Allah makes us of those who appreciate every single ni'mah and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever be ungrateful of any ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is our shoes, sometimes we take our shoes and we just throw it. Sometimes, to such an extent, respected elders and brothers, the person who doesn't use his shoe racks, and because of that people start trampling on his shoes, we can say that this person hasn't appreciated the shoes that Allah ta'ala had granted him. It's very fine. This is a very refined thing. But respected elders and brothers, in order for us to become kamil mu'mineen and to perfect ourselves, we should learn to appreciate every little ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And amongst those who had total shukr in their lives was none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, she states that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand up in salah hatta tawarramat qadamahu, to the extent that his mubarak feet would become swollen. So she said, ya Rasulullah, why are you exerting yourself to this extent? وَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Whereas Allah has forgiven all your sins. You are ma'soom, you are sinless. You are jannati. You are Sayyidul Anbiya. Look at the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. When Allah has been so kind to me, when Allah has blessed me with such great bounties, should I not then appreciate the bounties of my Allah? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us, firstly, all the tawfiq to appreciate and value every single bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to develop this wonderful quality of gratefulness and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma waffiqna wa iyyakum.